Well, good talk, and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. We are now in the Ketubot Daf Yod Amud Aleph, at the very top of the Amud. And continuing on with the Sugya of Petach Patuach. Itma Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel was the one who took Rabbi Elazar's statement of saying Petach Patuach is Ne'aman La Osra, and took it one step further and said Achil Af Sidak Tu Batar. So now, Amar Shmuel Mishumar Mishumar Elazar. Chamim Tignu Lahem Livnot Yisrael Livtudam Matayim Ula Manam Maneh. Because the Chachamim established that, and we're going to see this in the next Mishnah, which is part of this podcast, that the Tulot get 200 zuz, and an Almanah, somebody who's already been married, gets 100 zuz. And so, in other words, the same Chachamim who established that a man is chayav to pay his wife this amount upon death or divorce, also established that if he claims Petach Patuach, he's believed. In other words, it's within their purview to establish that. And it continues on. So what did they accomplish? If that's the case, if any man can get out of his obligation by just claiming Petach Patuach Matzati, says we know a person is not going to set up a whole wedding feast just in order to appease himself. In other words, a man is not going to conspire and plan to marry a woman and have a whole big feast if he's planning in advance to lie about her status, which will then, besides perhaps having her lose the ketubah, but will also forbid her to him and make the whole wedding, if you will, wash. Now, Tana, whoever the Tana who says as follows, since it's a knas chachamim, that's a strange phrase, the ketubah is a fine, lo tikba elamin aziburit. On the page, I noted that all debts are attached to land that is owned. This is something that changed in the times of the Goyim. In the times of the Gemara, all debts are attached to land. And as a result, there are a debt, if you damage somebody's property, you're chayav to pay them, and they can come collect from land if you don't have chattel or you disappear or something. And that's true about a loan, and that's true about any other obligation. However, there's different grades of land. Clearly, you can have some land that's arable and it's in a wonderful location. You can have some land that's rocky and very hard to work. So good land is called idit, bad land is called ziburit, and something in the middle is called benonit. In my discussion in Kama Daf Chet, whether it's B'Shalohu M'Shamin or B'Shalolam M'Shamin, is there an objective standard or is it relative within his particular holdings? All right, but the statement here is that since it's a Knas Chachamim, therefore Ketubah is only collected in a Ziburit. Knasa, my Knasa, what kind of fine is it? Alayim Ahoya V'Takanat Chachamim V'Otibanam Ziburit. What they're saying is, not that there's a fine, but since the Ketubah is the Rabbanan, therefore she only collects in a Ziburit. The main sugya of Ziburit, etc., as I mentioned, is in the beginning of Bava Kamma, and there the principle, the beginning direction is with the obligations of payment for damages, which is Da'oraita, and there it's Min Ha'idit, because it says Meitav. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ketubat Yisham Min HaTorah. Now, is Rav Shimon Gamliel disagreeing and saying she collects from Idit, or is he just saying she may collect from Ziburit from some other reason, for some other reason, but nonetheless, don't make the statement that Ketubah is Rabbanan. Ketubah is really Midoraita. In any case, Umir Mishra Gamliel Achi, since when Mishra Gamliel maintained that Ketubah is Doraita, Vatanya, Kesef Yishkol Kamor HaPetulot. This is the Pasuk number one on the page, which deals with a case of seduction in Parsha Mishpatim, Mefateh. If a man is Mefateh and Na'ara, then he has to pay her Kamor HaPetulot. And what's the amount given? 50 shekel, which is what's given in Ones, which is the parallel parshim kitetze. Shezek, Moab Tulot, Moab Tulot, Kazet. Telling you that 50 shekel, which is 200 zuz, is the same as Moab Tulot, meaning the Ketubah. Meaning, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that, and this is what the Braita says, Mikans, Halchu Chachom, the Ketubah, Tisham, Min HaTorah. So here, Chachomim sort of used this as to rely upon this, in both an Asmachta, to say that Ketubah is really Min HaTorah. And here says the exact opposite thing. The Chachamim says it's midoraita, and he says derabanan. So the response we have is April. We should turn that second bright around. It says from Moshe Gamliel who quotes the pasuk says derabanan, and the Chachamim disagree and says derabanan. Now you've got one bright in which Moshe Gamliel is the one who says derabanan against Chachamim, and you got another bright in which it's the opposite. So why have you decided to pick the first one over the second one? My chazi to afcha patraita, why are you switching the second one? Epoch kamaita, maybe turn the first one around. The answer is there's a third. Ha shamina, Rishimigam Liel, Damak to Adi Shamidaraita. We already know Shamigam Liel holds the Ketubah's Doraita, none in the very last Mishnah of Masechet Ketubot. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Notena Maon Kaput Chaya. What's the story? The Mishnah there states that if a person marries in Eretz Yisrael and divorces in Eretz Yisrael, he pays her from Maot Eretz Yisrael. If he marries in Kaput Chaya and divorces Kaput Chaya, Kaput Chaya, well, by the way, was a very well-known minting play in town in the first couple centuries of the Common Era in Turkey, and the coins there were of greater value. If a person marries in Kaput Chaya, then divorces the Kaput Chaya, pays him out Kaput Chaya. However, the Tanakhama there says that if he marries the Kaput Chaya, divorces Eretz Yisrael, he pays her Maot Eretz Yisrael. And Shimon Gamliel says, no, he has to pay him out Kaput Chaya because Shibud is the Oraita, and therefore the obligation that he has kicks in Mita Oraita in the location in which he got married, and therefore he has to pay him out Kaput Chaya even though he divorces her outside of that area, which is because he holds Ketubat Isha is the Oraita. All right, so therefore, we have to switch the Braita around. Or if you'd like, we can actually reread the Braita, the middle Braita. The entire Braita is Shimon Gamliel. In other words, the one who quotes the Pasuk and says, the Braita is Shimon Gamliel. And the one who says, the Rabbanan is Shimon Gamliel. So what is he talking about? What's missing? So in other words, the Braita starts out anonymously, but it's really with Shimon Gamliel, quoting the Pasuk, and saying here is the support for the idea of Ketubah b'Doraita being 200 zuz, or at least Ketubah being Doraita. And then, this is only talking about Ketubah b'Tula. Ketubah Almana is not midiray Torah, el midiray Sofrim. Good. Now we have a bunch of cases, about five or six cases, of Chatanim who came with the claim of either Petach Patuach or Ta'anat Damim before certain Amoraim and certain Tanaim, and how they dealt with it in practice. Hahuda to the coming of Nachman. So we start with Nachman, the famous Dayan of the second generation of Amoraim. And Amar Petach Patuach Matzati. Amar of Nachman Asgu Kufri. Rav Nachman ordered the bailiffs to whip this guy. Essentially saying that this guy is a little bit too familiar with sexuality. And he should be flogged for that expertise, as it were. In other words, how does this guy know what a petach patuach is if it's not for the fact that he has lots of experience? The way Rashi explains it is that it says that there was a zonah in the city that called birchata, right? That they're always lying in front of him. In other words, this guy must have a lot of sexual experience, and so therefore they flogged him. So now, v'harav Nachman v'amar meheman, but Nachman himself was of the opinion that we say Ne'eman, and Ne'eman afsidak tubata, so Meheman must be only kufri. So the first answer we have is that yes, we trust him, and he knows what a petach patuach is, because he has experience, and therefore we believe him, but on the other hand, we also flog him for the fact that he has that expertise. Rabachai said, no, there's another way to answer it. Kan bachor kan menasui. If the guy was never married before, then we don't believe him, and we flog him. And if he was married before, then clearly there's good reason that he has experience, and that's fine. And we believe him. That indeed is the way that the Torah passes. Hauda'adza the kameh to Rav Gamliel. So now we go to the Tanaim. Somebody came before Rav Gamliel. Amar le petach patuach matzati. Amar le shema hiteita. So now Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel turns to him and says, perhaps you did that kind of thing that we refer to as hataya, the kind of intercourse which somehow bypasses the hymen. And Sholach HaMashal, and he says, I'll give you an example, just so you understand what I mean. L'mad davartum, el adam shayim alech mishon laila v'afila, a man walking in the darkest of night. You can see why that's an appropriate metaphor. Hitam matza'o patuach. If he kind of goes to the side, he can go through the door. Lo yitam matza'o na'o. If not, if he goes straight out, he finds the door closed. So ikadamri, some say it a little differently. Achi amar le shemat b'mezi diteta. Slightly different. He's saying, maybe intentionally you did hatayat. V'akarta l'dasha v'abra, maybe you took the door out, as it were. If he intentionally tries to find a way around, then he finds it open. But if he doesn't intend to do that, there's no way he's going to get through, which means, in the second version, Megamiel was not saying to him, perhaps you were mistaken, you didn't know what you did. He's accusing him, really, of intentionally trying to technically find a petach patuach, but he really knew what he was doing. He's trying to harm the girl. Ahuda to the Kamar Gamliel Bar Rebbe. So now this is a different Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbi Gamliel Stam is Rabbi Gamliel Hasheni, who was around the time of the Churban and after the Churban. This Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe is Rebbe's son, who's a good 150 years later. Amale Rabbi Baaltigo Matsati Dam. He said, Tanatamim, I had beer with the girl, I didn't find Dam. Amralo Rabbi Batula Haiti. And she said, I'm a Batula. Amalem Avili Oto Sudar. He said, bring the mapa that they would put underneath. Avilu Asudar Ushra Obamayim. They soak it in water, Bechipso, and they laundered it. Matsalav Kamati Pedamim. They found a few faint drops of blood. Amalo Lech Zachay Bemekakha. Go and enjoy that which you have purchased. In other words, go and consummate your marriage properly. So this particular Amora said to Rav Ashi, why don't we do that here in Bavel when somebody comes to search a Tana? This is halacha we learned in Mount Carmel in the context of Avilut, is that our dry cleaning, as it were, is like their kibbutz. In other words, they did very strong kibbutz, and that's how they were able to get the colors out. The Amar Navid Giyutz, and if you want to say that we should do the full number, then the detergent that we use, or the laundry, the lye that we use, is going to get the color out. In other words, there's no way, we just don't have the technology to be able to identify drops of blood. Of course, that's something that very simply we do have today. Now, again, the same son of Rebbe, Amar le Rebbe Baltigo Masati Dam, Amar le Rebbe Adayim Betulani. Again, she says, I'm a Betulah. Amar le Havil Lishtei Shif Shvachot, the famous barrel test. He said, bring me two servant girls. Achat Betulah, Achat Bula. Bring one that we know is a young girl who hasn't had relations and one that has. Havilo Boshivan Opi Chavit Shal Yain. He put each one of them on a barrel of wine. And the Bu'la, or there was a little bit of a whiff of the wine coming out of her mouth, the Bu'la there wasn't. So then, he put this girl on top of the barrel, the one who was accused of not being a Bu'la, and indeed she also did not have a whiff of wine coming out. He told the guy, go and enjoy your wife. So why do we have to bring two shvachot in? Why don't we just start with the girl? So the answer is Gemara Havishmiale Maselo Havichazi, is that Rabbi Gamliel Barabbi heard this. He had a tradition, but he'd never seen it. So now Asari thought as follows: Dilma Lo Kimei Begava De Milta Shaper. Maybe I won't do it right. I don't want to take a Jewish girl and embarrass her, putting her on top of this barrel, and who knows what's going to happen. So first he did a test with the people who he wasn't as considered with their dignity. This goes back now to the beginning of the Common Era. She said back, I'm from the family of Durkati. We don't have blood. We don't have dam nida. We never have menstrual flow. And we don't have dam betulim. So Gamliel did a check. He started finding out about her female relatives. And indeed found that that's the case. He said to the guy, you should enjoy your wife and you should feel very blessed. You were zocha to marry into this family, the Durkati family. So my Durkati, why were they called Durkati? After all, they didn't have last names then. Dur Katua, like a cut-off generation. This is a comment on it. Well, Gamliel consoled him with nonsense, with fluff. Why? Just like yeast is good for the dough, so some blood is important for a woman. If a woman has lots of blood, she'll have lots of kids. In other words, they associated menstrual blood and the amount of menstrual blood with fertility. And so when Gamliel told the guy, you should be very happy, you've got a wife from the family of Dorkati, etc. The question is, did he really mean it? So if he really meant it, he was really erring because the guy is, chances are not good he's going to be able to have kids with her. We have one version in which he said, Zachet Mikacha. Rabbi Yosef Ravina Mar, Nitchayed Mikacha Marle. He said, you're stuck with her. So based on the Mandarani Nitchayed, I understand why they're stuck. I know Rabbi Hanina, that's the statement that women like that don't have many kids or have kids at all. Mandarani Zachet, but if you're saying, Rabbi Yosef really said, enjoy her, you said, Zachita. What's the big prize? Lots of the day Suffolk Nida, because they'll never have a problem with Suffolk Nida. She doesn't believe. Good. Hahuda Atta the Kami de Rebbe. Now we give them to Rebbe Yudan Asi. This is a very tragic story. Somebody comes before Rebbe Yudan Asi. Amrala Rebbe Baltimore Matsati Dam. Again, the same story. Amrala Rebbe Adai Matulaiti. She swears she was a Matula. She doesn't swear, but she says it. It was during a time of a famine. Rebbe saw that they were blackened. Sivalin, like emaciated. Sivalin v'chisum l'merchatz. So Rebbe commanded people, men to take the boy, the women take the girl, into the merchatz, v'achilum, then after they bathed them, they fed them, v'ishkum, they gave them what to drink, v'chisum l'achera, they put them in a room, ba'al matzadam, they consummated the marriage and found dam. In other words, they were so emaciated that there was no dam. Amar lo lech zachet makcha, Rebbe told them the same thing, and then kara Rebbe alem, Rebbe then commented about their situation and said, Safan oram alatzmam yavesh hayaka es, that there are these sad pasukin echa, that their skin is like stuck onto their bones, and it's dry as a tree, dry as a piece of wood. In other words, there was like no juice, there were no juices in them, they were so emaciated from the hunger. Good, the next Mishnah, which is the beginning of Mishnah Bet, Betula Ktubah Ktubatah 200. This is what we already saw in the Gemara. Betula has a Ktubah of 200. Yalmana Maneh. Almanah has 100. Now, by the way, Betula Almana Grusha V'Chalutza Mina Yerusin. If she is a Betula, even though she's a widow, a divorcee, or a Chalutza Mina Yerusin, meaning she was engaged to a guy and then he either died or divorced her, or he died and then there was a brother, and so the brother gave a Chalitza. To matam matayim, when she marries the next guy, she still gets matayim. She's still a betula. V'yesh dan tana betulim. And as a result of that, if the guy finds her not to be a betula, he has a claim. Now, this very short Gemara that we have, which will take us to the end of the podcast, is all etymological. So, my almana. Why is an almana called an almana? By the way, almana is a word in the Torah. We have it, for instance, in the story of Tamar. Shvi almana bet avich. I noted the pasuk on the page in Parakam Chet. Amrav Chana big dato. Almana, al-shem, maneh. She's called an almana because she gets a maneh. So, almana min ha'irusin ma'ika l'meimar. So, what are you going to, why, what, how will you explain an almana min ha'irusin because she gets 200? So, why is she called an almana? So, aydi daha karila almana, hanami karila almana. So, we call a regular widow an almana because she gets 100. So, even this unusual widow, it's not common for a woman to become a widow min ha'irusin. It's called an almana also. Good. Now, Amana Nechtiba right to my Kunam. So, what are you going to do about Amana written in the Torah? Because, after all, in the Torah, we all agree that the Ketubah of an Amana is the Rabbanan, which means there is no Ketubah for an Amana. It's a set amount. You can't say it's a Maneh. By the way, Maneh is also an amount that's not mentioned. Tanakh, Ta'atidin Rabbanan Mitat in Amana. She's called an Amana in the Torah because the Rabbanan will eventually establish a Maneh for her. Umikatav Kralatid, since when do you have Psukim that make reference to things that are anachronisms? So in Dichtiv, if you have the beginning of Rashi, it says, V'shayim Shem Na'ash is a Shishichi Dekel, V'olech Kidmat Ashur. In describing Gan Eden, it says there's four rivers come out of there, and the third river is the Tigris, which goes east of Ashur. The Tanur of Yosef, Ashur is a Slika. He says that Ashur mentioned there is a particular place called Slika. Umayyav Mi'alev, that Slika was not around then, Ashur was not around then, none of this was around then. Ela Da'atida, it will eventually be there. Achanami Da'atida, so good, she's called an Amanah because eventually she'll be get a ketubah of a manet. This, of course, is etymologically very fanciful, but a very interesting approach. Now, matar. So now we go into several drashot of words in both Hebrew and Aramaic. Matar. What about matar? Mashke, marve, umizabel. Rain brings water. It soaks up. It fertilizes. Umeadenu mamshich. It beautifies. It makes the river flow. Amarava Barbar Rishwara, but Itam Rav Yam Rav Shlomi Maikra, what's the pasuk that says that? So Tlameha Ravena Chait, Lulab Rivim Tmogogarat Simchat Barech. Tlameha Ravena Chait, that you take its furrows and you soak them and you quench their thirst, right? And that they all rejoice and you bless the fruit. Amar Balaza Mizbeach, what's Mizbeach? Meziach, Umezin, Mechabev, Mechaper. So meziach, which is a form of kapara, and it gives sustenance, and it brings love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's mechaper. That's what mizbeach does. Right? Mizbeach. So you see the zayin and the bet and the chaf all played out, and the chet, chaf, playing rem, mechabev. Right? Hainu mechaper and meziach. Meziach gezerot u mechaper avonot. Meziach means softens divine decrees. Mechaper atones for your sins. V'amar rav chana bigdata. Tamri, what do we say about dates? Shachdan, Mesaban, Meshalshalan, they fill you up, they cause you to be regular, as it were, Me'ashran, V'alvafankan, Rabba, Chal Tamarim, Al Yorat, we have a halacha, if you eat dates, you should not pass a halacha like a drunk person. We have a statement, this is essentially a statement in Brachot. If somebody, the Tarim, in the morning and or at night are good, because of bowel movements, in the middle of the day they're bad, and at midday there's nothing like them. And they knock three things away. Bad thoughts, depressed thoughts. Choli me'ayim, some sort of intestinal disease. It's atoniot, which is piles. Mi'amrin v'lamalu. So who said they're not good? Ilay malu. Well, if fishata tirda, the answer is they're very good for you. But when you first eat them, you feel a little bit lightheaded. Therefore, you can't pass the halacha. Midin havei chamer, just like wine. Amar shoter v'yayin al yoreh. If you drink some wine, you're not allowed to pass the halacha. So in the same way, wine is good for you. Nevertheless, when you first drink it, you're not allowed to get pass the halacha because you're a little lightheaded. It depends if you eat it before meal or after meal. The after meal, it's good for you, etc. You eat before meal without food, then you're a little lighter. Rabbiya, Amr Liyim, Abaya, we have many examples of this in Abaya. Reuven Psachim, where his nanny told him, remember, Abaya was born as a double orphan, his nanny told him, Tamri Mekamenama Kinarga Ledikula. If you have dates before your meal, so it's like taking a steak and putting it into a dekel. On the other hand, patanama ki ibuladasha. It's like a bolt on a door after the meal. What's a dasha? What's a door? Amarava derech sham. Dasha, derech sham. That's how you go. Darga, a step. Amarava derech gag, the way to go up to the roof. Puria, why is a bed called a puria? Amar papa, sheparin v'ravin aleha. Right? That's where you, are fruitful, multiply. Nachman Yitzchak, so Nachman Yitzchak got on the bandwagon and said, Afan and Omar will also say, Islandite, why is a girl who can't give birth? It was sterile, called an Islandite, so we dealt with Halat in Masach and Yivamot, and we will deal with Halat in Tubot. Like a ram, like an ayil, is a male ram, so they can't give birth. The same way. So Mirza Hashem in the next podcast will pick up at this next Mishnah, which is the second half of Mishnah Bet, Hagioret, and the fascinating sugya of Ger Katan. I wish you have a wonderful day.